This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to tell you that holiday savings are in effect on select Browning firearms until December 31st. Save $100 on over and under and auto-loading shotguns. Save $75 on pump shotguns, center-fire rifles, and all rim-fire rifles and pistols. Save $50 on center-fire pistols. Holiday savings on Browning firearms at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Call 410-242-6108. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. Browning, the best there is. How y'all doing this morning? Chris, this is a momentous occasion.
And in what way, sir?
Well, Robin and I will be celebrating our first wedding anniversary tomorrow.
That was quick.
The 16th of December. You have no idea. The year has just been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Good, bad, and indifferent. You know, maybe you can play a little good, the bad, and the ugly theme song if you want, but... hi, baby.
I was about to say good morning.
But Robin will agree. It's been good.
It's been everything.
It's been all of the above. Yeah, no question. And not only that, December 18th, 1988.
That's when she was born.
No, that's when the first. That's when this show was born.
Ah.
30 years ago. On Tuesday. It was a Saturday, of course, but this will be the 30th anniversary show.
Wow.
How about that?
Again, time flies.
Yes, it does, especially when you're having fun,
mm-hmm.
which I always try to do here.
Exactly.
I mean, as long as I can manage my time.
Exactly. Oh, that's a good joke.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we can't let everybody in on it.
No, we can't tell that one too much. But yes, you and I have been together here for a while. I mean, it's
a couple times.
Yeah, a couple times.
Off and on. Because this is like, I think my third or fourth time back at the station. And I think this is like my second time with you.
Yeah. I mean, there have been a number of producers. The first one was Penny, who's
mm-hmm.
still here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our traffic manager, who's now traffic manager. She was a producer then. And at the old building over on Music Fair Road, I'd come in. Penny would be sleeping on a couch. I mean, in the midst of a show.
Yeah, exactly.
Their overnight stuff. And man.
Well, yeah.
That bunch that started the station is who I started with.
Mm-hmm. When it went back on the air the second time.
Yeah, 1988.
After it went dark.
Yeah, it went dark and was back on the air. And, you know, good bunch of folks. You know.
So let me see. You've had John Vincent.
John Vincent.
Me.
Yeah. Brian Tilton, Bulldog.
Uh-huh. I think at one point in time you had a young man by the name of Mark Quist.
I did have Mark Quist. Brian Farlow for years. Mm-hmm. Trying to think who else.
I know, and I'm drawing the blank.
It's all right.
Because I was someplace else. I was another station when we came back on after we went dark.
Yeah. So anyway, 30 years ago, Bert Gelvar was the first caller. I don't know if Bert's still around or not. I haven't heard from him in a long time. Been, you know, like a couple of years ago he called in.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's still listening, maybe he'll call in. We've had some great callers come and go, you know. We've had some great hosts here come and go. So, but yeah, it's been a long time, no question.
When you look at it on a calendar, yeah, it's a long time. But really, when you think about it, in your mind, how fast that 30 years went.
It went fast.
Mm-hmm.
It went fast. You know, met a lot of great listeners out there, met a lot of them in person. And so, you know, we've got folks that have been listening for 20 minutes.
Years,
we've got people that have been listening for 20 years, so which is great. So it's pretty cool. And we thank all the sponsors for, thank you for, you know, sticking with us. You know, Clyde's has been here forever. Linex, I've been here a long time.
Mm-hmm.
W&W Tire and Auto.
And then, of course, the new sponsors, Bay Country Bakery.
Bay Country Bakery. We just ordered our anniversary cake from Bay Country Bakery.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'll have a tiny sliver of
exactly.
that. You know, and then inject the insulin to cover the carb, you know. So that'll work, but it'll be fine. So, yeah.
You mean you still don't have the cake top from last year stuck away back there in a corner of the freezer? Like you're supposed to?
No, I think that got eaten by wolves at the reception.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, that was really good cake.
Yeah, yeah. No, we actually gave the cake away, what was left, to the staff
at the restaurant.
Yeah.
At Annie's.
Yeah. No, not, well... That,
oh, oh
that
okay.
Cake,
that
yeah, the
okay.
wedding, actual wedding cake we gave to the folks at
up in Western
Deep
Marin.
Creek. Yeah,
yeah, Deep Creek.
Yep, at Dutch's up there, at the Dutch's at what was it?
Robin,
what was
you it better called? Remember this one.
Nah,
you
it was
better
Dutch's.
Remember
it was
this.
Dutch's. I know that. Uh oh.
Here you
there
go.
It is.
She's listening.
No, that's somebody else. That's
oh, okay.
Four. Congratulations on 30 years of the radio show, and congratulations on your one-year wedding anniversary. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate that. So Chuck's been a good friend and a listener. And
Mr. Chuck. And then, of course, he comes in here and he comes in.
Sure.
Talks.
Yeah, yeah. And works
co-host.
Diligently. Yeah, he's been the co-host a few times for the physically challenged bow hunters of America. So, I mean, it's been quite a run, no question. So.
You make it sound like it's ending. Go
oh, no,
another
no,
30
no,
years.
No, no, no. Well, I don't know if it'll go 30.
You don't know. I mean, in this day and
know.
Age.
You never know.
In this day and age, I mean, people are living to be in their 90s
yeah,
and so
right.
forth. So you could easily.
I could easily do that. Mm-hmm. When I met Robin, I told her that I was probably going to only live till I was 80 years old. And I may have told this story on the air, but I'll tell it again just, you know, because it's been 30 years and I'm old and I repeat myself.
You forgot the last time you told it.
Exactly.
And I haven't heard it.
Oh, I said, well, I'm only going to live till I'm 80. And I said, I already know how I'm going to go out. And I think this came to me when I was walking in here one morning, quite frankly.
Okay.
I'm going to be 80 years old. I'm going to be somewhere where there's snow. I don't know where. Probably I'd love to be north of the border, Alaska or somewhere. And we'll have just shot a large antlered animal, whether it's a moose, a caribou, an elk, whatever it might be. And I'll be walking up in the snow, and I'll pull my knife out of the sheath to begin field dressing that animal, and they'll find my carcass draped over the carcass of that animal.
That would be a way to go.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Doing what you love.
Exactly. The part that upset Robin was the fact that I said, and if I'm in bear country, and a bear discovers our carcasses before anybody else, he'll have a couple meals, a couple great meals.
There you go.
You know,
payback for
all
the animals that you kill.
Me and venison. You know. Hey, look. Well, she didn't like that.
Of course not.
So I've had to rescind that. And move it to 81 or 82 years old. So that'll get a reaction as well.
Of course.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So. Yep.
And she said.
Hey, thank you, buddy. Here's my buddy Chuck. Happy anniversary to both you, Robin, and the show. Love you both. He's a good guy. You know that? Not a different Chuck.
Yeah, different Chuck. You got lots of Chucks.
You ought to see how many mics I have in my contacts. You ought to see how many everybody's I've got in my contacts.
Yeah,
it's
at least double of everybody.
Yeah. Morning, Chuck. Let me know if you're hunting this morning. Probably is, I would guess. So, Chuck called me one day. This Chuck.
Okay.
Okay. I used to work for Chuck.
Gotcha.
With Chuck.
Okay.
And I hunt with Chuck. And he called me one day. He goes, yeah, I was just up in New York. I just listened to 8 hours of the Outdoors and Radio show. And I said, and why are you calling me now? He said, I just couldn't. I just had to hear your voice. I'm like, you're out of your mind. But, oh, man. Hey, look at that, buddy. Nice one. Nice one. Chuck got a bear.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, with a bow. North Carolina. How about that? Congratulations, man. Very good. So, hey, we got callers. We're giving away a muzzleloader today. Or not today, but we're giving a muzzleloader away at the end of the month. And it's a beautiful CVA. Brandon got his the other day, and I know William or Bill got his. And thank you, John B., for the nice wishes. I'll forward that onto the bride, and we will be good to go as soon as we start taking some calls here. So, yes, John B. sent well wishes for the anniversary, and I forwarded that to Robin. So, also got an email early from our buddy in the NRP, and he said, let the listeners know, please, Maryland Natural Resources police officers will be at the Bass Pro Shop at Arundel Mills collecting toys today and tomorrow from 10 to 2. Stop by and donate a toy. There you go. All right, we did that. So, what else we got? Nice, nice, nice. Let's see. Waiting for some listeners. There's Vincent in Queen Anne's County. Good morning, Vincent. How are you?
Hey, excellent, Alan. Happy anniversary to you both.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that.
Yeah, my 37th is of wedding anniversary is January 30th this year. So, 37 years.
Wow. Wow. That's great.
Yeah, the only way I'm getting out of my marriage is feet first, my friend.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not looking to do anything else either, man. This is it for me. This is the final rodeo.
My wife blocked out so much time for me to hunt this year, and we're really not getting each other Christmas gifts. But last night she leaned over to me and said, hey, I'm off all week this week. She's an ER nurse at Hopkins, Children's ER. And she said, she said, Merry Christmas. I have basically 2 weeks to black powder. She's just the best wife. She knew what she married. You know, I've been hunting since I was 12, you know. And,
yep.
What can I say? I'm just happy.
Robin has no issues with me going hunting or anything hunting related. You know, whether it's with my grandson Jacob or with some friends or whatever it might be. And she's very, Robin doesn't hunt, doesn't cook a lot of game, doesn't eat a lot of game, but you know, she indulges my passion. So
hey, you have a good one. I'm glad I entered the contest. Hope I win.
I hope you do too. Good luck.
Yeah, I'm going out to my stand, so I'll be sketchy coverage here, but take care and thank you, Alan.
All right. Well, yeah, good luck to you today.
Yeah, I'm in that same tree stand where I shot that no shrinkage buck that you put in the mouth.
I remember that. Yeah. Oh, you saw your picture,
absolutely.
Did you? Yeah.
I won't say anything or post anything, but there's a huge drop time deer I'm after. I just can't get a look at him. He's got about a 12-inch drop time, and he's probably about a 180. He's a giant.
That's wonderful. Send me the GPS coordinates on that, will you? Then,
yeah, Vince? Hey, I sure will. You can hop on my back. I'll carry you back.
All right. Well, good luck. I hope you get them.
Hey, thank you, Alan.
Thanks, Vincent. See ya.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Yep, Vincent's going to have that beautiful, big, giant 8-point measured by bucks, bears, and stags here. I guess it's past the 60-day drying period, so maybe once it gets it mounted up or we visit the taxidermy, it'll all be good. Chris in Halethorpe. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, Alan. And yourself?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah, congratulations on 30 years and a new marriage. That's wonderful.
Yep. But coincidentally, both anniversaries hit the same weekend, so that's pretty cool.
When is your exact anniversary?
The 16th, tomorrow.
Oh, very good.
Yep.
Very good. Yeah, my birthday is the 23rd.
Oh, happy birthday, a little early. So there
well,
you
thank
go.
Thank you very much.
Good. Are you hunting today?
I am recovering from a total knee replacement.
Oh, man.
And I have never been in so much pain in all my life.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I bet.
That's why I happen to be up at 5 o'clock this morning. The pain medication kicked out about 4:30, and I was just laying here waiting to take my pain pills. And I thought, well, I may as well give Alan.
Yeah, well, once you take the pain pills, then, you know, it's all over for you. So
I'll be up for the day now, I think.
Oh, gotcha. Well, you know, stay away from anything explosive, inflammatory, or mechanical, and you'll be all right.
Yeah. Well, I think they don't hit me that bad, actually. They just kind of dull the pain a little bit. So.
Got it.
But, I remember listening to you in the late 80s.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Been a long time, man.
Been a long time.
Yep.
I don't get to listen to you as much as I used to because my work schedule.
I hear you. Well, we're still here every Saturday.
Yeah, well, I thank you for all your hard work.
One way or the other.
For Hunters of Maryland.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. And we do what we got to do.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it too, buddy.
All right, man. You have a wonderful day, Chris. Thanks.
You too, Alan.
Thank
you,
man.
Very much.
Hey.
All right. Yeah.
Did you kill a bear a couple years ago?
No.
That wasn't you. Okay. No. Wrong Chris. All right, buddy. Thank you, Chris. Talk soon.
All right, buddy.
See ya.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, that was a nice little run. Did we get a couple of them in a muzzleloader contest?
Both of them.
That's good.
And I got lots of space for more people to call in.
Lots of space for more people to call in. Well, good. That's wonderful. Hey, you know, the Browning BPS has what most other pump shotguns don't have. Features like rigid dual machined steel action bars, a forged and machined steel receiver, a convenient top tang safety and bottom ejection for ambidextrous operation. That means you can use either hand. The legendary Browning balance and handling. All gauges are available in both 12-gauge and 20-gauge deer models, too. Check out the BPS shotgun at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Call 410-242-6108. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. Browning, the best there is. Hey, Bay Country Bakery. Yep, just ordered our anniversary cake from Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge. They serve not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but you know what? They have some of the best delicious, most delicious fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads and cakes on Maryland's Eastern Shore. Enough for everyone in camp or at your event. When I'm on Route 50 heading to or from the deer stand, my mouth, my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee. I just look for the big pink donut on the side of the bakery and the chocolate donut on the highway sign. I mean, those sprinkles are as big as a football. That's how big that donut is. Even after your morning hunt from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch. Dave and Gina Levy, your hosts, they're trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut. Visit their website, like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Hey, the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. You know where that is? That's right. It's Chesapeake Outdoors. You're absolutely right. It's waterfowl season. Waterfowl season started yesterday. Yes, indeed. And they are picking ducks and geese on Saturdays only for the time being. Okay? So if you're out there today and you you do well, take your goose, take your duck, and they'll pick it for you. And if you don't do well, maybe it's what you're saying to the geese. Maybe, you know, you need a waterfowl call that says, hey, we got, you know, we got girls and food here. Maybe you're telling them to go away. Well, they got a large selection of waterfowl calls. All major brands. Decoys, steel shot, gear, camo, firearms. Muzzleloaders and accessories. The muzzleloader season starts today, too. The late muzzleloader season for 2 weeks. So, you know, if you want to upgrade to something else, take a look at the CVA or even the Thompson Center. You know, CVA, we're kind of partial to here because they sponsor our muzzleloader contest. So, but Scentlock clothing, banded waterfowl clothing, Rambo bikes, all kinds of crossbows and compound bows, all at Chesapeake Outdoors. Where are they located? This fabulous store is located at Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road right there in Ken Island. Their friendly staff is anxious to help at 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto. You want me to talk about Onyx, don't you? I figured you probably did. Well, I'll do that because, you know, for almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx Hunt to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that gives clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and much more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a steel. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy starts grazing. Ooh, white lightning. Well, a G-man team and a rebel news too, searching for a place where he made his boot. They were looking, trying to bug him, but my pappy kept a cooking.
What a legend. Little George Jones. You know, that's all legal now. You get out of Tennessee, there's like three major moonshine places right there on the street with tasting rooms where you go in and they give you a little taste of whatever moonshine you want. You know, you pay $5 and you go do the tasting thing. And they give you 10 samples. Total of about 3.5 ounces of moonshine.
I was going to say, and then put you in the car and send you on your way.
No, they just kind of guide you to the door. A little bit to the left there, buddy. You know. Man, I'll tell you. I mean, you know, you can blow $50 there. And
yeah, I was about to say. After about the third tasting, you don't care.
$50. Yeah. But I got to be honest with you. I've tasted it, and there's not many flavors of moonshine that I like.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite?
I think they make one called apple pie or something like that.
Okay.
That's not bad. And then there's...
I've seen cherry.
Yeah, some of the berry ones are fair.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, they get a little far-fetched with some of their flavors.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I can't remember. I've seen, what was it, cotton candy vodka and a few other things. I'm like, I don't think so. I know. If you're going to drink vodka and stuff like that, it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You drink stuff like that because you like the taste of alcohol.
Well, I don't necessarily care for the raw taste of alcohol or anything like that, but, you know. But cotton candy, you know, chewing tobacco was absolutely my worst. Sorry. But you know, we were told, hey, go to this one. My son's the brewmaster there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, but. Hey, it was an interesting time in Tennessee. Let's talk to, of all things, Camo Preacher. Good morning, Preacher. How are you today, buddy?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm good.
I want to wish you and Robin a very Merry Christmas, and looking forward to hearing about your adventure after your anniversary. And
well, thank you. Appreciate that.
It's all good, and I'm calling to get in to the Muzzle Lure Contest.
I think you're in.
And that's pretty much it this morning. Just wanted to say hey.
Okay. Appreciate that, man. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well,
blessings to you guys.
Thank you, Kim, a preacher. When's your event this coming year?
April. I don't have the exact date in front of me.
Who's coming? Any idea?
Well, we're going to be scaling back a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Compared to what we've been doing in previous years. We feel like we're getting ready to do a restart. So we're just calling it the Wild Game Night.
I got it.
And, we'll just leave that open to the imagination. In any case,
what kind of wild games are you having in that church,
yeah,
Camo
exactly
Preacher?
Right, you know, and, you know, we are an Assemblies of God church.
Yep.
So, I'm just trying to provoke something here. Come out and find out.
Oh boy. Okay, buddy. I'm sure we'll know more about it as we go.
Yeah. And of course, you know, would like to invite you to come and, talk just a little bit about the coalition and Bucks, Bears, and Stags and what's going on there. We have a lot of hunters at our church and in our group. So some of them famouses.
Let's talk about a Bucks, Bears, and Stags attraction.
I like that.
We'll talk.
Okay, brother.
All right, man.
All right.
Thanks.
Take care now.
See you, Russ. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. As we go along, I'm going to just kind of, because we've got so many commercial messages today, I'm just going to throw a few in here and there, you know, rather than wait for a specific stop set, you know, like the Great American Outdoor Show. You know, we got tickets coming for that here next month. It's the world's largest outdoor sports show, February 2nd through the 10th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. 650,000 square feet of guns and hunting and fishing and archery, over 1,100 outdoor exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events, your favorite outdoor celebrities, and entertainment for the whole family. An NRA country concert featuring Lee Bryce, Easton Corbin, and Tyler Farr. Top 10 names, aren't they? Live the Adventure at the Great American Outdoor Show. That's Live the Adventure at the Great American Outdoor Show. February 2nd to 10th at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Tickets on sale right now. Go right now if you want at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. There you go. Okay. I just got a nice text from John at Chesapeake Outdoors. 20% off on all tree stands and 20% off on selected crossbows. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So, email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. If you'd like to get in the muzzleloader contest, we will, be glad to do that via email. Save you a call if you want, but we'd love to talk to you. We'd love to have you call in, get your name and number, go on the air. If you're going to send me an email, it needs to say muzzleloader or muzzleloader contest or ML contest in the subject line. Then we need your name and your phone number so we can contact you if you win. There you go. Arnold in Abington. Good morning, Arnold. How you doing?
Hey, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing well. Did you get out for goose yet?
I got out yesterday. We rode around in the fog for a while, and then I had to pull the green felt hat out of my back pocket that I used to wear to get us back home.
But uh-huh.
It was an interesting day.
How'd you do?
We got back to shore.
Quiet day, huh?
Yeah, we had a great time. You know, our host was very gracious, and went back and sat around the table and had the same discussion we would have had in the blind, but
yeah.
You know, it was the kind of thing where we weren't seeing much, and they definitely couldn't see us.
Right.
And
right.
We had to find shore. So
yeah. couldn't call them out of the dense fog. Huh? Couldn't have them drop in on you.
It was so thick. The seagulls were following us, thinking we knew where we were going.
Wow. Wow.
but anyway, it was a great day.
Yeah.
What do you
call that same bird when it's on the Chesapeake?
Eastern Shore shortneck?
Well, shortneck snow goose. Yeah, but that's one. No, you call that a bagel.
Oh. Well, you know, being in environmental business, we call them something else, but we'll leave it there.
I'm sure you do.
I forgot the last time I talked to you, I was down in Ocracoke, but because of you, I had a great addition to my man cave.
What did you get?
And this was a while ago. I mean, you were feeling nostalgic one day. You were talking about the 30-30 you got to take the place of the one that
you had lost.
And then you got into talking about your Mitchell fishing reels.
Oh, yeah. Still have them.
So I was walking Gibbs, like I am now, and walked by a box with a bunch of fishing rods sticking out of it that somebody had put in the trash.
No kidding.
I put Gibbs back because as soon as I was occupied with something else, he was going to be bad. And I walked back to this box.
Right.
And it was a 250 and a 300 attached to the original rods with the original line. One of them had a hook, and I think it had a 50-year-old worm on it.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I took them home, cleaned them up.
Yeah.
I need to catch a fish with them just to break them in. Right.
Yeah.
They are displayed in my man cave.
That's wonderful. Was it on a Garcia rod and reel? I mean, it was a Garcia. It was a Mitchell reel. Was it on a Garcia rod?
I have to look, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's what
I'm here to tell you, that these things, I don't think these things have been used but once.
Wow.
And they sat in somebody's house or somebody's estate, and somebody just threw them out.
That's crazy. Well, there's all kinds of that stuff out there. We used to do a reel giveaway when I was, a reel trade-in when I would work down at the big box store. And it was my idea to try and raise some funds for conservation. So we take these reels, hundreds of them that we got in, traded in, and put them out on display and invite the public to come in and take a look and, you know, make offers and auction a couple of them off and did whatever we did to raise money for various conservation organizations and things like that. And we always had a big display of Mitchells and so forth. And I'd often get the winning bid on some odd looking spinning reel or something like that that I really liked. So I've got a display. I just can't figure out how to do it of old antique 50s and 60s. And maybe even before, open face spinning reels, some really odd names and so forth. And the classic Mitchells are in there as well. So I've even got a Garcia reel that does not have the Mitchell name on it. So that was made, that was one of the first ones imported from France. So it's pretty cool to have some of that stuff. I don't know all the history of it and I don't get all that involved. It's just cool to have and look at, you know.
So. Yeah, I've always had my eyes open for a 10704, 704Z. My grandfather had one of them, and although you can buy them on eBay, you know, there's no fun in the hunt there.
But, right.
Doing auctions and yard sales and flea markets and stuff like that, you know.
Yep.
I will come across one someday.
You got it. You definitely will. All right, Arnold. Well, appreciate that.
Hey, not a problem.
All right, take care, buddy.
Anniversary on both counts. I've been with your show since the 80s, back when I was still working in the trades, and I always spent my Saturdays with one earphone in and
wow.
I had one.
Nice.
So, I've been listening a long time.
I know it, and I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
All right, we'll see you.
All righty. Bye-bye. Here he goes. Let's talk to David. David in Ellicott City. Good morning, David. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you.
You and Robin, and I wanted to enter the muzzleloader contest.
All right. I think Chris has got you in there, so it's all good.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right, man. Thank you, David. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
All righty. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas. You too.
Yep. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, we got an email. Well, that elicited a response on email. Thank you, John, and I will reply. He is apparently a firefighter. You are entered. That's my standard reply when somebody says, I want to get in the muzzleloader contest. Response is always, you're entered, or something like that. Okay. So that's good. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is still our phone number. And we would, you know, elicit your phone call here, 410 WCBM 680. A couple things coming up for the Maryland Hunting Coalition. You know, the coalition is the only entity that advocates for hunters in the halls of Annapolis. And what I mean by that is we have a full-time lobbyist, and we go to war for the hunters during the General Assembly. And with a new General Assembly this year after the election, committee chairmanships are changing, and it's a whole new ballgame. And we know that it's going to be challenging. So, you know, we are doing our due diligence to stay on top of what's happening. We've had some various meetings with people to you know, see what their thoughts are. We had our hunting summit back in September, and the hunting summit is on the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, the summary of that, if you want to go there. It's in the news section. And when you go to mdhuntingcoalition.org, or just Google Maryland Hunting Coalition, C-O-A-L-I-T-I-O-N, you will see on the website that we are announcing our fifth annual Hunting Legacy Dinner and Benefit. Hard to believe we've had five of these. Coming up Saturday, March 23rd from noon to 5 in Westminster, Maryland. We are also announcing today a raffle for a Raven R10 crossbow. This crossbow retails for more than $1,600, and we're going to give one away. The tickets are on there. All you do is click on it. It takes you to the store. You can buy a ticket for $10. You can buy three for $20 or seven for $50 on a brand-new Raven crossbow. So you can check out, you can reserve your spot on the dinner and benefit on March 23rd. You can become a sponsor. You can help us underwrite the cost of some of the things we have to buy. You know, we buy guns and so forth to raffle off. And, you can always email us at, info@mdhuntingcoalition.org, and we'll help you out with that. But the most recent upcoming thing, or the earliest upcoming thing on February 7th, is going to be our fourth annual Blaze and Camo Day, a Hunter's Rally in Annapolis. It's going to be at the House of Delegates near the State House, outside near the State House. It's a new location. It's just like half a block away, but the Lawyers Mall is under construction, so we cannot gather there. All hunters and trappers in Maryland are invited. Wear your blaze orange cap, wear your camo, and we will be meeting with lawmakers as they come and go between the various buildings where they meet. And we've done it. This will be our fourth year. Governor usually comes out of the State House and meets us down there, and you know, a photo op with the governor. You can see all that if you'd like to. But Blaze and Camo Day, the Hunters Rally, is February 7th, 2019. There you go. Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How you doing?
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm a little hoarse today. I don't know why I came over me the day before.
That happens.
Anyway, just want to congratulate you on your anniversary, you and Robin, and hope you have many more.
And well, thank you.
Get in.
That's the plan.
That's the name of the contest.
That's the plan. That's, you know, when I'm 80, couple years old and the bear eats me, then it'll all be over. But I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And you're in the contest. I believe Chris got your name and number, and you're good to go. Am I right? Yep. He's giving me the thumbs up on that. So perfect.
Right.
Well, Glenn, I appreciate that. Is it foggy over there again today?
I looked out just to hear where it was raining, not so.
Yeah, it's raining.
Yeah, no.
Yep, so. All right, buddy. Appreciate it.
I know it was getting foggy yesterday.
Yeah.
Last thing. It kind of came in, kind of half went out, and I don't know what it did after that.
I got you.
All right.
I try to go to bed a little early on Friday night, you know, so. You know, it's early rising to get here at this time from Easton. So, all right, brother. Thank you for the call, Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
I guess you too.
Bye-bye. There you go. And we got Wesley. Hey, Wes, how you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm good.
Hey, happy anniversary to you and Robin. I think it's, you know, it's great. I hope you guys are really enjoying this year and really enjoying the new marriage.
We are. We are enjoying it to no end. To no end.
I don't know what's going on with this weather this morning, but the radio station, I can barely hear you on the radio station, in and out and everything, so calling in, at least I got to hear you a lot.
Oh, well, I'm glad. Yeah, you can stay online and listen on the air, so. Yeah, it's good. Well, I mean, while we're on the air, you can listen on your phone while you're on the air. Well, you ought to get the app, Wes, and then then you can listen on your computer or on your phone, the WCBM.com app. And I know if you have a one of those Alexa devices, and I just woke them all up, you can listen on that too. You know, if you happen to have one of those talk to your computer deals.
I'm on my way into work. So.
Oh well, yeah, okay. Maybe it's in the car is part of the problem. So
yeah,
gotcha. All right, buddy. Well, enjoy.
All right. Well, you have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Thank you, buddy. Talk soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. There goes Wes. John in Catonsville. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good, Alan. How are you?
Well.
Good. Hey, I called to get into the contest, but had a little bit of a story.
Sure.
Back in the 70s, I bought a CVA 50 caliber Hawken kit from Bell.
Oh, yeah.
It was an open kit, and I was able to get it for like $49. It had all the parts.
That's great.
I put it together and had a lot of fun with it over the years.
Sure.
And the other day, my wife was doing an estate auction, and she found the same kit.
No kidding.
It's unopened.
Oh, so, wow. That's cool.
Yeah, I know.
That's really cool.
She won the auction, and I'm picking it up tomorrow.
Oh, good for her. That's great.
Another kit to put together.
Yeah. Well, at least you'll know what you're doing.
Yep.
On this one. The first one's kind of like practice.
Yeah. So this should be fun. Anyway, I just wanted to share the story and get in the contact.
I appreciate that. Very good. And that was it a CVA kit at the time? Is that what you said?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a CVA.
Yeah, mm-hmm. CVA kit. I'll tell you. That's pretty crazy. My first CVA was, well, let's put it this way. The first CVA I ever had experience with was a flintlock that my father-in-law bought. I bought Thompson Centers back then, the Renegade, when they first come out. You know, this is a long time ago when I lived in Pennsylvania. And, you know, they introduced the primitive season, the muzzleloader season, came in right after Christmas. And
right.
I bought two Renegades in 50 caliber. And they both got away from me. I think my ex-wife has one of them, maybe. And I'm guessing she's probably still listening. But I don't know whatever happened to mine. I think I traded it on a custom muzzleloader from the Getz Barrel Company. But my father-in-law had a CVA that I wound up with, and I had it over the years. I had it browned. I had the stock, you know, refinished. I don't know if I put a new lock on it or something, but you know, it's still around. So,
mm-hmm. You know, your story reminds me that I have a Thompson Center that's on permanent loan to a friend of mine for about 40 years.
Right.
I didn't even think of that until you started talking about it.
Well, there you go. Sure. Permanent loan. I like that.
Yeah. So. Anyway.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the call. Thanks for the trip down memory lane. Yep.
Yeah, man. Take care.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. An electronic glitch. We always have electronic glitches here. Now, I'm just trying to figure out how to manage my time here. So, for almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that give clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. There are new map layers that are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Now, whether it's on your smartphone or on your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. So there you go. Chesapeake Outdoors. Just got a text from John. Said the tree stands and select crossbows are on sale, 20% off, just in time for Christmas. And they've got a whole trailer full of tree stands. I've been in the trailer. I mean, tractor trailer box sitting on the lot full of tree stands. Ladder stands, climbing stands, lock-on stands, 20% off. They also have these types of crossbows: Raven, Barnett, Mission, 10-point, Carbon Express, Excalibur. All those brands. Some of those are 20% off. And then the Matthews have the compound bows if you're looking for a new bow for Christmas. The Rambo bikes. What a great Christmas present that would be. Remington, Chiappa Firearms, Muzzle Loaders and Accessories by Thompson Center and CVA. Costa sunglasses. A Yeti cooler makes a nice gift. A Bubba Blade knife makes a nice gift. A large selection of waterfowl calls, decoys, steel shot, gear, camo by Bandit, and camo by Scentlock Apparel. All these great ideas for not only the hunters, but the fishermen as well. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, right there in Kent Island. And there are your waterfowl picking headquarters for ducks and geese on Saturdays only, till further notice. 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
Well, the rain is coming on up from the south, and there's a lot of it. We're under a flood watch all day today until tonight. Our temperature's in the low 50s, about an inch of rain before it's all said and done today, and the potential for some flash flooding here. Our low tonight, 44 degrees, and then more rain showers for Sunday. They'll be lighter tomorrow with a high of 47. Bright weather returns Monday, Tuesday with sunshine and high temps in the mid-40s. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Holiday savings are in effect on select Browning firearms until December 31st. Save $100 on over and under and auto-loading shotguns. Save $75 on pump shotguns, centerfire rifles, and all rimfire rifles and pistols. Save $50 on centerfire pistols. Holiday savings on Browning Firearms at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Call 410-242-6108. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. Browning, the best there is. Browning, the best there is. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680
WCPM. Sure have a damn good dinner. Crab cakes and rockfish too. We thank the Lord and said the blessing, but what we forgot to do was to thank the man who by hand helped put food upon our plate. The man that dipped the crabs, hooked the fish, and cut the bait. The man that works our rivers, he's our neighbor, he's our friend. His backbone and his folks, the way he makes his living. Talking about the man, talking about the waterman. I'm talking about the man trout line of crabs, tawny oysters, and brook in the beef. Talking about the man who makes his living on the water every day. I'm talking about the man, talking about the waterman.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's a public input now needed from the Department of Natural Resources on some oyster stuff and some public oyster fisheries and some aquaculture leasing properties and things like that. Maybe we'll talk about that next hour. Maybe we won't. So, there's the music. That means we are at the end of the first hour of the anniversary show, the 30th anniversary show, the Outdoors and Radio show. And that means I'm a close hour closer to getting home. And, you know, tomorrow is our first wedding anniversary with Robin and I. I think we're going to get out of town for at least a day, maybe an overnight to the beach or something, but we'll see how that all goes. Love you, dear. Hey, get out, stay out, stay safe. Goose season, deer season, muzzleloader, just be careful out there.